Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive from WTTSFM.com.
Michael Kiwanuka, and that's the song that a lot of people heard for the first time from you.
Yeah.
Talk about how that song got on HBO.
Well, I don't know exactly how, just, you know, how it worked, but I remember getting an email, I don't know how long now, maybe 8 months ago, and it had, you know, you usually get emails through from publishers saying, can a TV show or film or something use your music? And most of the time it's like an obscure kind of independent film, or sometimes it's a something on Netflix, which is cool. And then this thing came up, and I didn't actually know what it was, because we don't actually have it in England, Big Little Lies. But I remember reading through it and seeing the actors. I was like, cool, that's amazing. They're all these famous actors and stuff. But
it's
usually
not, it's not a clip of the song. It's you know, a minute and a half of the song is the theme song from Big Little Lies, which is remarkable placement.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was that. So I just thought usually it's like 10 seconds on like a bit when someone's walking out of a house, you know. So I thought, yeah. So to be truth be told, I just looked at the fee and thought that's
well,
okay.
I was going to say. Right? I hope the checks are in proportion to the amount of song they use.
And then I thought that's pretty good, and I thought, well, these big actors, so that's probably makes sense. And you always also check if it's something that you want to put your name with, and it was fine. And then about 6 months after that, because it was quite a while before, I'm not the best on social media, and then suddenly I just got like more followers and stuff, and I just thought, what's happened? I haven't posted in like ages. And Twitter went up, and like Instagram, and then so I just started to investigate, and someone was like, and it kept saying Big Little Lies, and I'd forgotten about this thing, you know. And then so I just went on YouTube, and I was like, whoa, it's the whole song, like Zoe Kravitz. And then I was like, I better start tweeting. And so I just got involved, and that's really the true story. But actually, then I checked out, and it's, you know, it's done like wonders for, brought people to the music, which is amazing. And that's the cool thing about music and film or TV and stuff, and the way that Netflix happens now, or TV shows, that the more kind of cinematic short series, there's more room for the kind of music I make to be heard, you know, which is amazing. And it makes people kind of listen to the whole song, and well, it was not the whole song, but a big portion of the song. So
sure.
And you know, such a fast world, most people are kind of flicking through their tunes, so this way people sit down, they finish their day at work, whatever, and they could actually listen to the lyrics. And I thought it was beautiful what they did, so I was, you know, really happy with that.
Well, congratulations on the second album.
Thank you.
It's been so well received over the last 7, 8, 9 months.
Yeah.
This is I hate to ask cliche questions, but I'm going to ask this anyway, because you have a lot of new fans that have met you. What are your influences? Mm. There are so many different artists from the past that we might hear portions of in your presentation, your voice. Yeah. Who was the influence for you, or who were the influences for you?
Yeah, there's, you know, there's few that goes around, but I guess the main, there's always people that sustain through your listening, and it would be Marvin Gaye for singers, and Otis Redding, and then also you know, people like Neil Young and his voice too, and his songwriting. You know, they've been constant since I found them as a teenager, and then through that things come and change, like guitar players like Eddie Hazel and Hendrix stayed as well. So, but the main ones will be people like, you know, Neil Young and Marvin Gaye. Those are probably up there for me, for my heroes, you know.
Well, it is a tremendous album. It's a tremendous live show. Michael, tonight at Old National Center. There are tickets available right now. Go to Old National Center, get a ticket tonight, and go see him this evening. Let's hear a few more from Michael Kiwanuka.